It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
McKenna Grace.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Congratulations with the movie. I know we only have you for a short amount of time. We've got about 50,000 things we want to throw at you. For one, I want to tell you that I personally am very excited for this movie. I want to ask you one thing about the movie, and that is when they first debuted this trailer a long time ago, the teaser, I was so excited for it. Now years have gone by because of COVID. I'm assuming you now promoting it, do you look totally different than you do in the movie because you've grown?
I do. I could tell just a little bit whenever I saw Miss Carrie Coon and Paul Rudd again, because it's been 2 years since we shot and it's been 2 years since I saw them both, that I walked up to Mr. Paul and I said, "Hey, how are you?" And he turned and he looked at me and I could just see it register for a second, just a second of confusion behind his eyes. Like, who is this girl with long blonde hair? Who is this? And then he was like, "Oh, hey, McKenna." And I was like, yeah, don't worry, it's me.
He's like, who's this girl coming up to the sexiest man alive?
And he looks no different in 2 years. Are we right? He looks exactly the same. He doesn't age.
He's
yeah,
man.
He always looks exactly the same. Man never ages.
So you call him Mr. Paul? Because I only know people like that are like elementary school teachers and chiropractors.
No, yeah. My Texas manners come in. I got to call all adults by Mr. and Mrs.
That's funny because that's what we always do with my kids. It's like any of my friends, it's like Miss Ashlyn and Mr. Allen. Like it's like
not their last name.
No.
Oh wow.
It's like by their first name, but it's exactly. Like, but it's more like yeah, it's more polite. Mm-hmm. Like give them respect.
So I understand you also you steal this movie. This is your movie.
Oh gosh, I don't know about that. I feel like I feel like it's the whole cast's movie, but at the same time, I feel like this is the fans' movie. I feel like, you know, I definitely didn't steal it, you know, because there's so much for everyone in here. But I would say that this film belongs to the fans because really that's who it's made for. And I feel like it's such a nice homage to the original Ghostbusters.
But tell us about your character.
I play Phoebe. So kind of the premise of the film is a single mom, played by Miss Carrie Coon, moves to this very small town after they get evicted to go through, as my character says, the rubble of our grandfather's life, because she never really knew her father, and he passed away. So we move down to his old spooky farmhouse. She moves with her two kids, single mom with two kids, played by me and Finn Wolfhard. And we kind of start uncovering all these kind of family things that we never really knew about, you know, what you'd expect, you know, kind of what you think that we'd uncover. But there's also so much more that I feel like they're totally going to shock people that they won't expect. Because I feel like everybody kind of has an idea of what the film will be about. And I feel like it's probably very close to what people are going to expect. But also there's so many surprises. So I'm very excited.
That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's been a movie that's been coming out for a long time that I've been more excited about than this movie, quite frankly. And then when they released the new trailer where you can hear the voices of Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, that just got me goosebumps.
Oh my goodness, I know. Gosh, whenever each of these trailers are coming out, and me and Logan Kim, who plays podcast in our film, we message a lot. He's a very close friend of mine, but we'll sit there and we'll be like, "Oh my God, did you see the new trailer that they just released? They showed so much."
You're like fangirling over the new trailer.
We'll be sitting there and we'll be geeking out. Yeah, we'll be geeking out about our own trailer. They look so cool. They did so well. it's so awesome.
Like you said, you shot this a long time ago, so a lot of time has gone by. And meanwhile, you've done all these other projects. So I know you've got this project coming out. I think it's called Perfect, or is it called The Perfect Man? Or it's the one with Olivia Wilde. She directed it, right?
Yes. We actually have not even started filming on that one yet. We're kind of in pre-production. We have right now the only cast that I even know about is that I know that I'm working with the wonderful Thomasin McKenzie, who's playing Carrie Strug. And we've both been having to work out a lot because this film is centered around the 96 Olympics.
Oh,
the gymnastics team.
I thought that maybe that was the movie where she met Harry Styles. And I was going to ask you for some gossip.
Oh, goodness. That'd be quite funny. And it's called Perfect. Facepalm. It's definitely not about Harry Styles, which is hilarious.
Okay. So have you watched all the other Ghostbusters movies?
Of course. I'm a mega huge fan of... Oh, goodness. Sorry. My dog just started barking at someone.
That's okay.
But,
maybe a ghost.
I'm definitely a... it's a ghost. I'm a huge fan of the original Ghostbusters films. I've always said kind of that my favorite films are probably like E.T., The Shining, and Ghostbusters. It's in my top three. I've been such a huge fan for the longest time, so that's what makes it so special to be a part of this film.
Okay, we have some Ghostbusters trivia we want to play with you. Are you down?
Oh my goodness, I'm so scared. Yes.
All right, here we go. Ghostbusters theme. Don't have it ready, do we? Okay.
Are you a god?
So that's if you get it right, that's what you're going to hear.
Okay.
Okay, it's game time. I love games.
McKenna, here we go. We're going to rapid fire these. Number one, who named the sloppy green ghost in the original film?
I love Slimer so much. He's definitely one of my favorites. Oh my gosh, I'm stalling. Dan Aykroyd?
Oh my God, she's right!
Yeah!
All right!
Okay, so she also got the second question right because I was going to ask what the ghost's name is.
Slimer!
Hey, who is the ghost based off of?
I have no clue.
It's deep cut.
I didn't know that it was based off of someone.
Also Dan Aykroyd.
How about Jim Belushi in the cafeteria scene in Animal House?
I never knew that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
We're all learning something new.
John Belushi.
Yeah, John Belushi. I have John Belushi written down. I'm a dummy.
he didn't even get it right.
Number three. Who provided the demonic voice for Dana/Zool in Ghostbusters?
Oh my goodness, y'all are giving me some hard ones.
I think you
God.
Know this though. I have confidence.
I know this because I know that Mr. Ivan Reitman did the voice.
Bingo.
Slimer, I think.
Oh,
bingo.
Okay. Hey, tell us about your new song.
Did he do the voice for Dana?
Yes.
For Zool, yes.
Oh my gosh! Of course he did. Look at him go directing, doing some ADR too.
Everything.
Hey, McKenna, tell us about your song "Haunted House." Is it in the movie?
Oh my goodness! Yay! I'm so excited to talk about that because it's actually like dropping tonight. Isn't that insane?
That's amazing!
First
Congrats!
Single. I mean, I'm so excited about it. Haunted House. It's a song that means a lot to me, and it's crazy because I've been making music so much over the past year, so it's crazy to finally be releasing it. But it's a really personal song, and it's so specific to each of, because it's not about one person or one situation. It's kind of just a bunch of situations with people and friends and family that I had over the pandemic, kind of just melded into one thing that sounds like a breakup song. So it's very fun because although it sounds like a breakup song, it's really not a... It can be like a boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other breakup song, but it can also be like a family breakup song or a friend breakup song. It's just about memories after you've stopped talking to someone, memories that never really leave you, a.k.a. ghosts never leave a haunted house. You know, we love a good metaphor.
Very good. I like that.
No, it's not healthy. It doesn't help me, but I do it anyways. Looking at photos, reading the letters that you gave me. I could never throw them out, 'cause a ghost never leaves a haunted house.
Wow, you're so mature.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Wow, thank you.
Well, thank you for being on our show, and thank you for playing trivia with us. Thank you for everything, and good luck to your career.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
And good luck to you and Harry Styles. We'll start the rumor here.
Stop.
Crazy.
Not a terrible rumor to go around.
No, not at all.
McKenna Grace, we will see her on Ghostbusters and her new song, Haunted House. It's John Jane Rich. Something strange.